Here we are. Tonight is the night. A night long anticipated with much preparation here at church and at most of our homes as well. We have been surrounded by Christmas music everywhere we go for weeks. There have been parties and concerts and perhaps travel or preparing for company to come. The trees are decorated, the cookies are baked, the gifts are wrapped, or maybe not. Surely I'm not the only one here who hasn't wrapped all my Christmas presents yet. But maybe we just couldn't face putting up a tree and making all the fuss this year. Maybe this year we are struggling to make sense of the season, and the merriment that surrounds us serves to highlight our own sadness, and the troubling news stories that don't take a break for Christmas. And still, Jesus is born for us this night. Now, maybe our sense of not being ready goes even deeper. How often do we put off something important because we don't feel like we're ready? I'll spend more time with my friends and family when I get that new job. I'll look for community when I get my act together a little better. I'll start praying when I have more time. Next year, I'll be more generous or loving, or I'll care for myself better. There's always later. But God doesn't wait for us to be ready. Ready or not, the angels come to us this night to say, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." What an incredible way for God to come into the world. Really incredible, as in hard to believe. God is born into the world as a helpless human baby. Now, on the one hand, the birth of a baby is a completely ordinary part of life. Hundreds of thousands of babies are born all over the world every day. And yet, for people who are involved in a birth, for the parents and the people who love them, birth changes everything. And God chose an amazing, ordinary human birth with a human mother and father and community to change the world forever. Jesus was born into the world to show us what the love of God looks like walking around in the world. Jesus lived a human life to show us what it means to live in communion with God, full of mercy and compassion. And Jesus died and was raised from death to defeat sin, death, and evil for all of us. But that's a story for a different day. Here's the thing. God came into a world that wasn't expecting it. The people of God had been waiting for a Messiah, but they didn't know when it would happen or what it would look like. Much like we don't know now. We may wait for Jesus to come, but we don't know what that will mean. But God became incarnate in a world that was waiting, longing, and hoping for salvation. Hoping for peace, for justice, hoping for love and community. And God comes into just such a world today, tonight, but also every day and every night in moments of prayer and in acts of love and kindness, in the beauty of music and art, and in the wonder of creation, and in so many, many other ways, God comes to us. At several places in the gospel story, Jesus speaks of something happening today. When he announces to the congregation in Nazareth that today the scripture is fulfilled by my presence. When he says to Zacchaeus up in a tree, "Today I must come to your house." And then later tells him, "Today salvation has come to this house." When he says to the thief on the cross next to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Tonight is such a moment of grace for us. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. God doesn't wait for us to be ready or to have our act all together. God might never come if God was waiting for me to get my act all together. Instead, God comes as a baby born in a stable and laid in a manger right into this messy, crazy world. In the midst of human disruption, Jesus is born. Into messy human lives, Jesus is born. Into homes and lives we don't think are ready to receive him, Jesus is born. And if we let him, he takes up residence and changes everything. Because he comes into our violent, scary, messy, and beloved world and says, peace to all people. He comes into our messy, fraying at the edges lives and says, you are beloved. Today, now, you are loved just as you are. And he invites us, just as we are, to follow him in his way of love and justice, mercy and peace. For unto you is born this day a Savior, a teacher, a healer, a friend, God with us. Glory to God indeed. Amen.